Welcome to the November 15th edition of the Canadian Business Podcast. I'm Josephine Lim, online editor at Canadian Business Magazine. Canada is on the brink of a large skilled labor shortage as the baby boomers retire. Australia had a similar issue, but is slowly improving its trade industry. We have associate editor Jacqueline Nelson with us in the studio today to tell us more. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, Josephine.
So how bad is Canada's skilled labor shortage going to be?
So all of the sectors of skilled labor are going to suffer a bit of a shortage as the boomers start retiring, which is going to be the main cause of losing tradespeople within the next decade, which has already started to happen a little bit. So the skilled labor shortage is going to be more severe in manufacturing and automotive and other skilled trades because a lot of the people in those sectors they tend to skew older.
In your story, you talk a bit about Australia that was able to boost their skilled labor workforce. How did they go about doing that?
Well, there's a few things that Australia did that was very interesting. They definitely saw improving skilled trades in the country as a government initiative that needed to happen nationally. And in making their changes, they first started by changing their education system. They made more incentives for students and eliminated age caps on apprenticeships, which encouraged people who had perhaps begun careers in other fields who wanted to make changes to do so. It made all the programs very accessible for them. The other thing that they did was begin offering grants to businesses, incentives for more businesses to take on apprentices and to keep them, as well as creating completely new programs so students that were coming out of high school could try out apprenticeships through some sort of skills training college programs just to get a taste of it, which did two things. First of all, it weeded out the people that weren't really serious about the trades, but it also gave these students a real leg up on their competition.
What can Canada learn from this?
There's a few things that Canada can take from this. Our economy shares a lot of similarities with Australia, but there are some things that the two countries do differently. One of the first things is that Australia has states in the same way that Canada has provinces, but their government is they make a lot more federal decisions than on spending than Canada does, where we tend to do a lot of the spending for our skills labor training through the provinces. So one of the things that Canada can take from this, and one of the things that we've already started doing, is nationalizing these initiatives. And that's something that the Economic Action Plan tried to do, but I think that there's a lot more that we can do in this area.
And in terms of trades, it sounds like there's a bit of a stereotype behind it, that it's like, oh, you couldn't make it to university, so now you're doing a trades sort of occupation. Is that also a factor that's affecting this?
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting that the Canadian culture has come to interpret trades that way. It's certainly not the case in all parts of the world. And one of the things that I found in the research for the story that was so fascinating to me is the way that the Canadian culture views skilled trades as compared to a country that has a real industrial base like, say, Germany. And it really seems that the culture in Germany has really embraced the idea of skilled labor. A lot of the companies that hire skilled trades workers, a lot of the manufacturing plants are either family-run or family-owned, and there's this real sense that skilled trades and skilled labor is a part of the country's identity. And that seems to drive more people into choosing, you know, skilled trades. That's not to say that there aren't government incentives there and education initiatives. There definitely are. But I think that we can learn a lot from looking at some of the ways that Germany has encouraged people to see the opportunities of being a skilled tradesperson. And also another thing that I think is really important to acknowledge is that going into the skills trade doesn't mean you're going to hit a ceiling immediately. You don't become a tradesperson and there's nowhere to grow. There's more opportunities than ever for innovative thinkers who are skilled tradespeople to really get involved in, you know, innovative new ideas.
And in terms of skilled trade, why is it so important, especially for our country's innovation?
Well, that's a really good question. I think that there's one piece that I read while I was researching this article that really made me stop and think, and that was a piece that came out of the States that suggested that some of the Western economies have moved beyond manufacturing in a lot of ways, and we shouldn't be chasing those jobs because we need to trade on bigger ideas. We need to be the ones that have the ideas that the manufacturing sector and other skilled trades will put into place. But a lot of those big ideas come from skilled tradespeople. They're the ones with the nimble hands that understand how things work and can translate those ideas into real products that Canadians need and can use. And we have the advantage of access to a lot of very specialized resources, higher cost materials, and we can make very specialized products. But in order to do that, we really need these skilled tradespeople with their knowledge to turn some of their big ideas into reality.
Awesome. That wraps up our segment. It was great chatting with you, Jacqueline.
Thanks for having me, Josephine.
To download and subscribe to this podcast, visit canadianbusiness.com/multimedia or the Apple iTunes Store. Thanks for listening. I'm Josephine Lim for the Canadian Business Podcast.